Okay, talking with the filmmaker of Hugo, Manchester, Daniel Rodriguez Correa. Say it how I'm supposed to say it. How do I say your name?
Daniel Rodriguez Correa.
Yeah, I couldn't say that, but I did it my Canadian way. So
Did
thank you
well.
for that. So okay, so you're we're talking to you in the Netherlands, but you're originally from Portugal, but the film was made in Slovenia, right?
That's correct.
So it's a dance film. Very artistic dance film. So tell me about your what's from your experience, what's your experience doing dance films in general?
Well, most what I like is to be in contact with the dancers. I like to have the camera close to the dancers. I like to feel the movement. So through my experience as a director, mostly dance films, it's been focused on that. I love the movement. I love the pace. I'm also a video editor, so it's super exciting for me to edit dance.
But it's fair to say that this is more than a dance film, right? This is a there's obviously a story here. There's a historical story.
Yes.
You shot it in black and white, and it's what are you trying
Yep.
to say with this movie? What's the thematic, overall thematic?
Yeah, in this case, we try to connect the history of the city of Maribor in Slovenia with dance. So I got requested by this dance film school from the town to think about a concept that would involve dance and film. And then we talk about involving this what happened in the history of the town in Maribor, and this guided us through a couple of discussions where we found out that this industrialization period was really into the history, connected into the history of the city, and this journey of the development of the industry of Maribor. And then through a choreography that was done by a choreographer from Center Plaza, from this dance school, we decided to show this journey and this transformation of the city in during the 20th century that went through a lot. That
Gotcha.
was the main idea.
So the film starts in black and white. It starts with a woman is like riding the bicycle through the streets, and we're supposed to be in like the 1940s.
Yeah, 1920s, 1940s.
Okay.
Correct.
And then so you're kind of giving us the tone. So where did you actually film that? We're like, what does that like what how did you kind of recreate that era?
So that was actually shot where this factory still existed. So most of them, they're abandoned at this moment. So there was a lot of there was some composition and some cleanups done of stuff that we removed after we
Gotcha.
shot. So there was some post-production work on there. But the idea was to have this person driving this bicycle and riding this bicycle through the factories where they used to work. And then we go through this scene where we have all the dancers, so the people working in the factory, dressing themselves with this very socialist suits from the time. And that guides them through the scene inside the factory.
Yeah. And what's your connection to like Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia and Slovenia? What is your connection to this place on earth?
So I lived there a couple of years ago. I live in the country for more than 3 years, and in Maribor City specifically for 2 years, where I shot another dance film with the same people. Actually, with the same school. And we always had this idea to come back after a couple of years and make something else. And that's why we decided to come together, reunite, and shot another movie, this time exploring a bit more this industrialization of the city and all this nostalgia that they feel.
Well, there's an overlying sadness to it too, right? So, like,
Yeah, it's very interesting because all the dancers, or most of them, they live in the city, and their parents and their families or grandparents, they worked on these same factories that we were shooting and we were trying to talk about it. So, and some of them, even when they were young, they remember to be inside these factories. So there is a strong connection,
the
even
generational thing, right? So yeah, they're like
exactly.
their ancestors or their parents or their grandparents are there. So where did you, okay, where did you, where, like, it's like it's a pretty great location. Like, I'm curious about where you shot it and what did you have to add to it in terms of art direction?
It was quite challenge in the beginning to find the right places. Some of these factories they don't exist anymore. Others are really abandoned. It was hard to find like just access to it. But then in the end, we found the one when we shot the last scene that is totally empty. That's it was a car factory in that time. And they were developing Yugoslavia cars. And now there is another company using half of the building, and the other half of the building is empty. So that one we managed to get almost free access to it. So that was great. The bars, it's a very typical bar and very horror bar from the city. So we changed some things around, but was pretty much that. It still stayed from that time. And the main scene of the factory, that's actually a factory that it's a modern factory. So that we had to remove some stuff, and then we use it just shotting in one side. You don't
Gotcha.
see the other side.
So basically, you didn't add, you removed, and you're creative with your camera placing.
Exactly. We try to be smart. We had a very limited budget for that, so we couldn't invest so much into location. So that
It
was a
works
big
for the
help.
film because there's that
Yeah.
confinement, right? That kind of like
Yeah.
claustrophobic or kind of that kind of like I'm stuck here kind of atmosphere with the dancing. So
Yeah.
it kind of the it works for the dancing, it works for the vibe of the film, right? So
Yeah, I think it worked quite well. Is that the representation of the Second World War and then the Yugoslavia War that we wanted to show the more compact place
yeah.
where all that was happening? Yeah.
So like I'm not a historian. I just like it's what I've read, what I've seen. But basically, it's a very interesting part of of Europe, right? Where like it got destroyed during World War II, built itself back up. For my historical purposes, like I'm old enough to remember Sarajevo, the Olympic Games, which looked amazing. Like I'm like 9 years old, and I'm like, wow, this is a beautiful place. I want to go there because that's what the Olympics part of the Olympics are. It's like showing the city that it's in, and you want to go there. And then like 4 years later, it's like it's everything's or 5 years later, everything's destroyed, right? So, and you're
Exactly.
like, what the hell
So
happened, right? Like I remember being like 12, 13 years old and learning about this. I'm like, what? I just saw this at the Olympics. What's going on? Like that's like my little
yeah.
missing brain, right? So.
And we tried to show a bit that. So it was after the confrontation that we have in the film with the boss in the factory that represents the beginning of a world war, so the invasion of the Nazi. And then in the end of that scene is the revolution that happened also inside the city, because at that time there was no Slovenia, right? And then there was this part when we go to the bar scene that we represent this posture and this basically the scene that represented development during Yugoslavia. So there was all this sense of hope, and that's where the industry in that city also developed the most. And so there was a lot. That's why it was called the Yugoslavia, the Manchester City, or Yugo Manchester, was because it was they would call it the Yugo Manchester because it was the Manchester of Yugoslavia, because there was
Gotcha.
so much industry there. So for the city specifically, it was a very important and very period of growth
It's just
in
sad,
that
right? Like it's
city.
just it's all
And
about
then,
ideology. It's all about ideology, right? Like it's
yeah,
just
so. And there was a lot of this, of course, communism and social buildings and all this industry where you have the old families working on these factories. The factories had schools and libraries inside, and people, all the family was there, basically. And then it went through, yeah, the end of Yugoslavia, and fortunately was not very affected. Like the part of Slovenia was not really so much in conflict. They managed to get inside the European Union quite early in war, so they were kind of saved from a lot of destruction. And with that came then the transformation from industrialization to another type of industry, more probably service. And then all these factories start to fall because they were so connected with Yugoslavia that then everything changed.
Well, yeah, there's it's happened. Like that's what's happened in all over the world, right? Because we've changed.
Exactly.
We're not an industrial kind of world now, right? We're an information world, right? We're the internet. We're talking on Zoom right now, so everything's
Exactly.
changed, right? But these factories, there's that, like you said, there's that. There's that. That was a century. There's a whole century of culture, right? So that's going on in these factories. Not
Yeah,
that they don't
exactly.
happen anymore. They just don't happen as much, right? So,
Yeah, it's just smaller scale, especially in Europe. Everything move out.
yeah,
And
everything goes
especially,
to Asia or China. Yeah.
and especially there, because they had, it was really brands from Yugoslavia. So the cars were Yugoslavia cars. They had a factory of textile that was doing clothes for the army of Yugoslavia. So even that, the country didn't exist anymore. So there was this, all these things didn't exist anymore. They really faded away really quick.
So let's talk about your dancers, your cast, because there's really not a main character in your film. Like there was characters and we get to know them, but there it's more of an ensemble, right? Kind of a cliche statement, but it's an ensemble dance film. And so I'm trying to count. Was there 10 or there was more than 10? Was there 12 dancers?
Oof, I
Two
don't know,
boy, two
by
male and
head.
10 women.
Yeah, probably around 12, maybe. I don't know by heart, but basically, we also tried to use this woman in the beginning, and she's in all the scenes, so
She's
it's not
taking
a
you
represent.
to the story, right? So yeah.
Yeah, so she doesn't represent one character, but she's representing the more the culture.
Yeah.
So it's not that she has a specific character. So we follow her because I use her to guide us
Yeah.
inside the factory, and then in the end, always the same. But I would say that we have then that person. We have the boss, the confrontation. So that will be the Nazi coming into place. And then the end, we have the same person representing the future of the country and hope. So we have the same person just representing different things through the movie.
100%. And which, listen, I watch a lot of dance films, and 90% of dance films are about an individual journey or a couple's journey or whatever. Like it's about like it's a big theme generally. A lot of them have grand themes, but it's usually the individual journey within the context of the theme. You're giving us a thematic movie. You're giving us a thematic dance film where, like you said, she represents these like she the person on the bicycle represents the past, present, and future, I guess, of what you're doing in this film, right? So,
Yeah, exactly. So through that, through a couple of cinematographers' tricks, we're changing color, changing the formats that we start in 3x4, and then we end up in cinematic. And through the movie, things expand and change. The color grading also is a huge factor through this movie to represent all these steps. So the progression of the 20 centuries.
So where did you find the where did you find the dancers? They were all in Slovenia.
Yeah, so they are from this dance school called Center Plesa, Center Plesa Maribor. So there are some people that I met while I was living there. Some became friends of mine, and they have this dance school where they teach different kinds of dance, from modern dance to contemporary to hip hop to, I think, I also do some aerial yoga at this moment. So they have a couple of different things inside the dance school, and most of the dancers, they are the professors of the school. There are also some students, but most of them, they are the dancer professors. And it's a very interesting school because also most of these professors, they have their own profession. So this start as a group of friends that had a passion for dance, and they start teaching. in the small room, and now the school just became really big, actually, for the city. And it's really interesting also to see this progression of them throughout the years. And they still have their own professions. Some are doctors, some are professions, some are psychiatric. Like they all have their own thing.
Gotcha. And they're just dancers.
And then they are dancers and they are professors.
Have they all
So
seen the film?
they all seen the thing. We already show it also in the city for the people that live there, of course. And they love it. Yeah.
They love the film.
They love it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
It's
good, it's a really
really
solid
connected with
film.
them.
It really, really
Really
is a solid
connected.
film.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And yeah, like I said, like it's like a, so then you so you go from the factory to the bar, right? To the bar, like it's like the kind of like after the work is done. That's my interpretation. After you go to the bar for a
Yeah.
drink.
So we are in the factory, we have this confrontation, and
Yeah.
then from the and then they rebelled. And then we have this taking this boss and convincing him of dancing with them, and that's the unification of the country. And this was a big inspiration from Dancing in the Dark. So there is a scene from Björk. There
I
is a
remember
scene
that film, Bjork,
quite
right?
similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is a scene in Dancing in the Dark from Björk where also her boss is kind of annoyed with her, and then she takes her and they all start dancing. So there was a big inspiration for this part of the movie. And then we go to the Yugoslavia period in the bar, representing the 50s, 60s, 70s, obvious there. And there was really there is special for the people that live in the city right now. That's what's in their moment, in their memory, the freshest moments. I think that's also the culture that they identify the most. So I wanted to have something very positive there.
Yeah, it's
And
great. And then the ending, you have to like the individual kind of dance, I guess, right? Representing the future.
Exactly. So then we go in the end of the bar. We see everyone taking out the chairs and the tables. That's also inspiration from Pinar, the movie. There is this scene where they are dancing around the tables, kind of a bar. It was probably not really a bar, but it's very similar. And the idea is that all the industry is dissipating. So this is like the end of Yugoslavia. Everything is going out, and then we end up with the bar empty, and then we go to the factory abandoned, and then there we go into the eyes of the dancer. So that represents for me this 90s, like what now? Now it's different country. Now we are Slovenia, now we are in European Union,
Yeah.
and then it's like all this hope that. Of course, she's dressed still on this suit that we design ourselves.
Yeah.
Also, someone from the city that developed this dress that also resembles the past, so a bit of folk, but with some modernity. So looking at the future, but always with this sense of don't forget where you come from.
So basically, like contrary to Dancing in the Dark, where you said it was an inspiration, which kind of is very sad, not to give a movie away, but it's pretty sad and makes you want to cry and it makes you want to
It's
like
quite heavy.
go sink in go in the corner and roll up in a ball and cry for a long time because it's not the happiest film but it's effective. But this film is the exact opposite. It's basically very positive. It's showing positive future. We've been through some shit. Obviously, we've fucked up ourselves. Pardon my French. Some of it was our own doing, undoing. Some of it wasn't our own undoing. But now we're ready for the future, and we're basically being positive about it. So that's what that dance kind of represents for me, right? Even the colors, even the individuality, female, right? Modern world now, we're ready for the future.
Exactly. So I didn't want to stay on this emptiness of the
Yeah.
factories that are abandoned. I wanted to give some hope towards the end. So through the music that really tried to focus on the present. really be there. Don't expect much from it. It's just embrace what we are watching. And I wanted that to have this kind of little hope for the future.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's fantastic. So what did you think about the audience feedback? We send you the audience feedback from North America. What did you think what they had to say about your film?
That was really nice. It was the first time I got a reaction like this to my films. So it was really lovely to see it. People filming themselves and actually really understanding the concept and understanding what we, the point of view we wanted to show. To they understood the development of the city, the different stages. Of course, we also have the text in the beginning that helps guiding a bit the viewer through all this through the history. But it's really nice to see that people got it, and even they mentioned specific parts of the film that for me were quite key. So that's important. It's nice.
Yeah, you got it. So what are you up to now? What are you doing now?
At this moment, we actually just got another funding with the same dance school for next year. So
that's
we
fantastic.
Are still, yeah, just like last month, I think, or the beginning of this month, we got it. So we are just developing concept now. Probably would be more documentary style, but still related with dance, also in the same area. That's the upcoming. And daily, I'm a video editor and post producer, so I work in a couple of different projects every day.
Cool. Well, I love this film. I think you're fantastic. I love to see the next film that gets made. It seems like you got a good collaboration with this dance studio. And let's talk again when you make your next film.
I would love to.
All right, man. Thank you so much.